Yeah, you know, when I got this radio, when I got it in the mail and went to go start programming it, I found this is an excellent little radio. You can do all the programming you need from the keypad on the radio without having to hook up to a computer ever, which is really nice. And then my other Yaesu is the 891, and that's mounted in the car with the ATAX 120 antenna, which is super nice together. I switch bands, push the ATAX button on the face of the radio, and it does its thing and adjusts the antenna to be on the frequency that I have set it to, which is really nice. But yeah, Yaesu does make some very fine radios here. Back over to you.
Well, traditionally, my little 30-year escapade, I've been a Yaesu person. Before that, I was a Yaesu and Tender person. But as I've mentioned before on this review, and some of the will remember, they were very expensive, so Michigan Radio used to let me put payments on my HTs. Believe it or not, back to you, KBAWTX.